Good morning. This is talking about the ecologic bioavailability indicator of the mercury in floodplain of Oak Ridge, Tennessee. I would like to thank my co-author Yi Su, David Mans, Yun Ju, and Charlie Wagner. As we know, historically, the Oak Ridge as a DOE site, specifically Y-12, and the use not of the mercury. Here we have some historical record. Specifically, during the 1950s and 1960s, a large amount of elemental mercury used in the vicinity and also escaped to the environment. Because of the adverse effects of the elemental mercury and the mercury compounds upon human health, so Oak Ridge is engaged in the ongoing efforts to monitor and remediate area. In order to more cost-effectively implement these extensive remediation efforts, it's necessary to obtain the improved understanding of the role of the mercury and the mercury compounds plays in their ecosystem. The problem is most recently, the mercury concentration, specifically in fish and also water of the lower east fork, Poplar Creek, increased. This is the creek. This is originally from Y-12, the vicinity in Oak Ridge, use a lot of the mercury there. And this drives the US DOE and Oak Ridge site to study the long-term bioavailability of the mercury and speciation at the site. The objective of our project is to investigate the ecologic bioavailability of the mercury in flat plain soils of the East Poplar Creek of the Oak Ridge. We choose earthworm, this, as we know, earthworm with ubiquitous in nature, and these invertebrates may exert a significant influence on the distribution of the mercury in soils and in the food chains by changing concentration in tissues through the bioaccumulation. This is the geographic location of the sampled area. We see this is our, this is the Poplar, East Poplar Creek, and we sampled the, it's near the creek, this is the floodplain. We took both soil and sediment. You see the landscape, basically the woodland and also some grass wetland there. We took the surface soil, this is from 0 to 20 centimeters, and also we took two small field, the soil profiles, and down to the 110 centimeter. We took three layers, surface 0 to 10, and the meter 50 to 60, and down it's 100 to 110. We also take some bank soils and sediment. The sediment is around 100 and 120 centimeter there. We use basically the wet chemistry. We use a non-cinnabar, for non-cinnabar mercury, we use a formal nitric acid. And for the cinnabar mercury, we use the EPA methods. This is the chloric acid, nitric acid, and water in 1:6:7 ratio. And we also explore the sequential dissolution procedure, combined with various solid phase components like exchangeable. We use ammonium acetic, either in a reduced peroxide bond, we use hydroxynamine at pH 2. Organic matter, we use peroxide and amorphous iron oxide. We use oxygenated buffer and a crystalline iron oxide, and in the same region as either the reduced oxide, but in the 25% of the acidic acid. And after that, we call the non-cinnabar residual form, we use formal acid and also cinnabar form. Earthworm, we divided in the two groups, in the mature and the immature. This is with the connectinium signs. The total mercury were digested with nitric acid and perchloric. peroxide. That's the some results, and first we look at the total mercury in the field of the flat plain. Here we see clearly it's this is the wetland with the grass, and here is the upland with the wood. Clearly we can see the total mercury, it's up to about 100 ppm in the wetland soil, surface soils with grass. However, it's around 50, 40, 60, this range ppm in the woodland soils. This is some soil profile distribution. Actually, we haven't seen a single trend. We also found like some profile accumulated in the surface, some in the bottom, some in the middle. So we didn't see it's a clear, you see the trend. This is the site also has been gone through the remediation efforts. DOE already took all the soils with 400 ppm levels. So most of the soil there should be below 400 ppm. This is as a DOE remediation limit target. We further, you see, did the divided mercury to the cinnabar form and the non-cinnabar form. As we know, cinnabar form is quite stable. It's a buyer, less buyer available. Here we can see clearly, this is a non-cinnabar mercury. This is about cinnabar mercury, the total mercury. We compared the both grassland and woodland. We clearly see in both total mercury and also non-cinnabar mercury, even cinnabar mercury, the grassland much higher than woodland. This is the percentage we can see. It's down the profiles. It's mercury cinnabar form is dominate. And this is the blue line is a non cinnabar forms. And we further divided all the mercury in the solid phase into the various components. Here we can see this is all the surface soils. This is the percentage of the mercury fractions. This blue line indicated the soil from grassland. This is the red line indicated from here. This woodland. Generally, we can get this impression in the grassland. There were more mercury, you see, located in the more bioavailable form, like specific organic matter bound fracking. This is the blue color. And like in woodland, and I think that's this kind of bioavailable form is much less than the grassland. These are bank soils. Bank soil is a show, actually it's no really, it's quite narrow. We took total the three bank soils, it's quite variable. And this is the soil profiles, and in the near the surface, near the water, about 50 to 60 centimeters depth, we found organic matter bound mercury, it's much higher. This is the soil profile. This is 0 to 10 centimeters. This is 50 to 60 centimeters. This is 100 to 110 centimeters. Generally, we can get the impression and surface soils contain much more bioavailable form, specifically organic matter bound fraction and iron oxide bound fraction. However, in the bottom soils, this bioavailable form is really minimized. As we know, the function of the earthworm is most for the mechanic mixture of the soil and maintain the physical soil characteristics and process such as aeration, water, permeability, and mineral turnover, and also decomposing organic residue. And also, earthworm is a key component of the nature food chains. Provide food source for many small mammals and birds. So we know most of the focus previous mercury focus is on the fish, as the previous two report and indicated. This is immersion mercury in fish is a huge problem. But on another side, we look to see in the terrestrial food chains how this potential contribution of the earthworm to the food chains mercury. We can see it in both group of the Mercury, and this is the mature Mercury. This is the this is the mature Earthworm. This is the immature group, and the generally mature group much higher. It's contained around average 70 ppm Mercury, and immature it's about 30-40 ppm. Then we tried to correlate the Mercury in Earthworm with the various Mercury. Here we can see. Mercury in soil. This is the mercury in earthworm. Here it's in total mercury in soil. We show some relationship, but you see it's not significantly. This is a mature group, earthworm. This is the immature group. This is the cinnabar form. So actually no any relationship between the mercury concentration in earthworm and the cinnabar mercury. And however, that's clearly indicate the good relationship, I would not say significant, is correlationship between the mercury in earthworm in both group with the mercury as a non-cinnabar form. So summary, the results show a good linear relationship between the mercury concentration in earthworm, both mature and immature group, and the non-sulfide cinnabar mercury forms. However, mercury sulfide is less bioavailable to earthworm. And earthworm may be used as a potential mercury ecological bioindicator for demonstration mercury bioavailability and ecotoxicity. Yeah, this funding from US DOE by cooperative agreement. Thank you.